it's been great. Last year I didn't really have a lot of time to like do anything. I did a lot of stuff, but not like the off season that I'm having this year. Last year I had all these obligations and I had to, you know, do this, Dancing with the Stars, you know, go here, go there. This year I could just, you know, travel around and just, you know, really enjoy the off season. So that's what I did this year.
What are your impressions of Vance Joseph and what is his message to you guys?
I love him already. You know, he's going to be a great coach for us. He's a great leader. He connects well with all the guys that we have in the locker room. You know, we have a unique locker room, so it takes a unique coach to really, you know, make that connection, and he's definitely do it from day one.
Lon, you talked a lot about your leadership role and it growing. Now with DeMarcus gone, is there even more pressure on you, or do you put a bigger emphasis on taking that next step as a leader on this team?
I mean, I feel like I've always, you know, been a leader. You know, I feel like I've always had great examples of great leadership all the way back from, you know, Tim Tebow and Brian Dawkins and Champ Bailey. So I've always had great examples of great leadership. So I know exactly what it takes, and I feel like I've always done that. It's just now we're missing one of the greatest leaders in the National Football League to ever come through the National Football League in DeMarcus Ware. So it's a little void there, but I feel like, you know, we'll be able to fill that.
Well, is it important for you to be a captain?
I mean, it's important for me to win games and win the Super Bowl. I mean, you gotta go out there and earn that respect, you know, from the guys in the locker room. And I feel like, you know, my whole career I've always been, you know, kind of the people's champ in the locker room. So it's not really gonna change. You know, I'm always gonna be the people's champ. But we have a void missing on our football team with DeMarcus Ware missing. So that's definitely one of my goals. But the number one goal is to win games, and that's why I'm here.
You said you need to. Strong talent and strong personality. What does that mean? What is unique?
What was the question? What was the question again?
You just mentioned a unique locker room, and that's why Vance Joseph being good in the locker room is so important. When you say unique locker room, I think of a lot of talented guys with a lot of strong personality. What is unique locker room?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of strong personalities, from, you know, the DBs down to the defensive linemen, over to the offensive linemen and the quarterbacks. It's a unique locker room, and it takes, you know, a unique coach and unique leadership to, you know, send these guys in the right direction. We have a culture here, and we're just trying to, you know, mold that into a championship culture again.
You're expecting to be so good. You feel like the locker room got frustrated at the end of the season because it just wasn't going as well as you guys wanted?
I mean, I wouldn't say that we were upset. You know, we want to win. And, you know, when you're not winning, somebody's going to be upset, especially, you know, in with an organization what we have here where winning is the expectation. So, you know, a lot of guys got frustrated, not just the offense, not just the defense, not just special teams. When you don't win, you know, everybody gets frustrated.
You almost won Defensive Player of the Year. Is that a motivating factor? Do you tweak anything in your offseason in regards to improving this going into this coming season?
I mean, I pretty much didn't have, you know, an offseason last year. It was so much stuff. And I wasn't going to use that as an excuse. You know, I lost by one vote. And, you know, the year before, I don't know how many votes it was that I lost by. It's, you know, it was close. I got close this year. You know, if we were able to make the playoffs, or, you know, if I were able to make a few more plays, who knows, you know, where we would have been last year. So that's just part of life. You know, I'm not just going to, you know, stay stuck in the past. I'm moving forward. I feel like this Vaughn coming up is going to be my best Vaughn that I put forward. It's going to be my best year. That's what I'm going for. I mean, that's what I'm going for. I have a full offseason, full OTAs. I'm going to be here every single day, you know, training. It's not all the, you know, noise on the outside from the contract and this and that and, you know, doing all the stuff. Not like that was a big deal for me, but now it's just all football. You know, I'm here, I'm settled in, and, you know, it's time to go play.
Was winning it all bigger hullabaloo than you even expected? I mean, you talked about last offseason. Was it more noise than you expected?
No, it was cool. I feel like, you know, I've always been able to handle, you know, those type of situations. I feel like that's what I was, you know, built for. It really didn't bother me. I feel like that's why I was able to come out and have the type of season that I had this year. But if I didn't have that, you know, who knows, you know, where I would have been. So, you know, the past is the past. I'm moving forward. This Vaughn that I'm putting forward this season is going to be, you know, my best one yet.
Vaughn, have you talked to Joe about any differences in your defense this year opposed to when Wade was the defense coordinator?
I mean, Joe's a great coach. You know, Coach Phillips will go down as one of the best defensive coordinators that ever coached the game. But, you know, Joe's a great coach as well. You know, he's not just going, you know, totally abandon what we did last year and what we did with Coach Phillips. But, you know, Joe Woods is a great coach, and his vision and his beliefs, that's what we're going to run behind.
Do you feel better physically right now than you did at this time last season?
I don't even know where I was.
You were dancing with the stars.
Yeah, I was at Dancing with the Stars this time. I was probably, I don't know, 230 pounds. So, you know, I'm definitely feeling a whole lot better, you know, getting rest and, you know, being able to sleep. So I'm definitely feeling a whole lot better. I'm definitely in a, you know, in a better place physically than where I was at last year.
You know, you talked about the noise around the noise that you had to deal with last year. How do you think the team in general handled the noise after a championship season and all the stuff that went with it?
I mean, I think we did a pretty good job. We were still top five defense. We had struggles, you know, everywhere, though. You know, I wouldn't say it was a Super Bowl hangover. You know, we just, you know, couldn't get it going. You know, that's part of the National Football League. It's tough to win. You know, we have a high standard here. I don't think it was the noise that, you know, got us off that path. It just happened. You know, we don't dwell in the past here. We just keep going. We got the best secondary in the National Football League still. We still have all our key components, and, you know, this year is going to be a good one for us.
What do you think the new colors up front, DeMonte Pecco and Zach Kerr, going to really help the defense get back?
I mean, have you seen those guys? Those guys are huge. You know, that was a I mean, have you seen them, though? Like, I mean, have you seen them? And, you know, Pecco, he's athletic. We were working out today, and I was just like, yeah, you know, he's gonna be great for us. So just by looking at those guys, you know, you can already tell that they're going to be able to, you know, feel and correct some of those weaknesses that we had last year. The run defense was one of our defenses. We were still able to, you know, put together a pretty, you know, solid defense last year. I mean, that's tough, man. It's just like, you know, that's just like when Peyton left. It's you can't really just, you know, fill that void. You just gotta modify the team and, you know, move on. You know, other leaders will step up, other players will step up. You know, it gives, you know, Shane Ray and Shaq, you know, more opportunities. It gives all these other guys more opportunities to go out and you know, try to do the same stuff. So you can't really just, you know, fill a void like that. You can modify the team and, you know, keep it going.
Is Shane ready for what you guys
need? Shane's been ready. You know, Shane's been ready for a long time. And, you know, Shaq has been ready as well. So I'm looking forward to those guys. You know, Shane being a starter day one, I think that would definitely, you know, help his game. You know, he don't have to come out, you know, in key situations. You know, he's going to be, you know, the guy this year. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, big plays from, you know, from everybody on defense.
When you wear your Super Bowl helmet and cleats, are you? Super Bowl helmet?
I mean, yeah, they're around it somewhere. You know, I honestly didn't even know, like, my helmet was missing. That's how crazy, you know, last year was. But you know, we had the best of the best, you know, and the finest investigators on the whole ordeal, and they were able to find this jersey. You know, they were able to find, you know, Tom's jerseys, and they were able to find my helmet as well. So it's hats off to those guys.
You haven't got it yet?
No, I haven't got it yet. It's here in Denver, but, you know, I just haven't had time to, you know, go over and get it. But the helmet is here, and, you know, yeah, as long as it's close, they got it, you know, I'm okay with that.
No, Romo, it ends with him retiring. What are your thoughts on the two quarterbacks here
in
Trevor and Paxton?
I mean, I said it, when I talked to Mike, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was okay with Trevor and Paxton. You know, I wasn't really going, you know, get into that whole ordeal. You know, we got great leadership here with Mr. Elway and the guys up front. So whatever direction they went in, you know, I was okay with that. But I was okay with the guys that we had. You know, every single year you see quarterbacks turn on. You know, we saw it in Dallas, you know, from a rookie quarterback just take off. So I feel like Trevor and Paxton, they both have that potential to do that for us.
Can you tell us about Myles Garrett and how much are you going to pay attention to the Broncos draft
or leading? Myles Garrett, he should be the number one pick. He is going to be the number one pick. I got to, you know, spend a lot of time with him in College Station for the spring game on Saturday. And he's A1, man. He's the type of person that he is. I haven't came across, you know, somebody that young with that type of mentality. you know, he studied architecture and paleontology and all of these and all of these dope, you know, studies. He's definitely going to be a great personality and a great player in the National Football League. You know, right now he's going to you know, the AFC North, and I don't see anybody, you know, up there that's going to be able to, you know, handle him. So, you know, Myles Garrett is going to be a great one in the National Football League. But I mean, our draft, you know, we got great leadership here. I don't have to worry about that. You know, I can just, you know, sit back and focus on, you know, being a leader for this football team, getting after the quarterback, getting sacks and making plays. And I just let Mr. Elway and, you know, Coach VJ, you know, to handle all that stuff. They'll take us in the right direction.
Anything else?
Hey, Lon, how important are these workouts specifically in the process of getting you ready for the season?
You know, they are extremely important. I feel like last year, you know, missing, I was like, you know, man, you don't really, you know, need OTAs. You know, you can train on your own, but you really need – it's the National Football League is so competitive. So the more time that you can get to perfect your craft with your teammates, you need that. You need that to get over the hump. You need to be out here with your guys. You need to – you know, gel with your guys. You need to be working out here in the altitude and here at the facility. I need this time here for OTAs to be a better player. You know, last year I didn't do that and I came out fine. But as a player in the National Football League, going against elite guys all across the league, you definitely need OTAs to, you know, play at your highest potential.